Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix.
Beat Mix. I know Anna from Gay Harbor is. Anna, are you there?
I'm here.
Anna, if you beat Steve today, I'm going to send you some candy and a really lovely picture of all of us in our Hooters outfits. And I know you want that.
I would love that.
That's what I'm saying. Don't you want both? You want both of them. See?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like she would frame it.
I'm starting to think that maybe Anna would just accept like an apple or a toothbrush in her trick-or-treat gift bag. She's up for anything.
A toothbrush? No way. All right, Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
All right, bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Anna has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What gas do plants breathe in?
Oxygen. Nitrogen.
No, no.
Carbon dioxide.
Yes. In the Ren and Stimpy show, what type of dog is Ren?
Chihuahua.
Yes. Who has the albums Are You Experienced and Electric Ladyland?
Oh, pass.
Who plays the title character in the Venom movies?
Tom Hardy.
Yes. What diner was originally named Danny's Donuts?
Dunkin' Donuts?
No.
Denny's.
Correct. 2 months have 7 letters in their name. January and what other?
February?
No.
September?
No.
October?
Yes. What Kate Bush song was featured in the season 4 of Stranger Things?
Running hills, running up the hills?
No, no.
Running.
No. What 2 words were combined to make the word spam?
Ham and sausage?
No.
Stinky spam?
No. You're on the right track there. Anna, you got 5 correct, though.
Oh, okay.
I feel like some of these are kind of tricky. So we'll see how Steve does. He could be off his game. He could have tapped into the Halloween candy already. Could be on a sugar high. I don't know. We'll see. No one has beat him yet. No. I have not been able to give out a Hooters picture, and I really, really want to.
I just really want one.
We need to make it happen right now.
Steve, are you ready?
Yes!
Forgot about that drop. What gas do plants breathe in?
Carbon dioxide.
Correct.
What?
In the Ren and Stimpy show, what type of dog is Ren?
A bulldog.
No.
Chihuahua.
Yes. Who has the albums Are You Experienced and Electric
Jimi
Ladyland?
Hendrix.
Correct. Who plays the title character in the Venom movies?
Oh, man. Thomas. What's that guy? Thomas Jane.
No.
Timothy Oliphant.
No.
Spencer. goods.
No. What diner was originally named Danny's Donuts?
Denny's?
Yes. 2 months have 7 letters in their name. January and what other?
October.
Correct. What Kate Bush song was featured in the season 4 of Stranger Things?
Running Up That Hill?
Yes. What 2 words were combined to make the word spam?
Spumoni and ham?
No.
Ham and spatula.
No.
Spork and ham.
No. Steve, you did get 6 correct, though, which is a win. Barely 6-5.
Oh, that's okay.
Oh, man. And Anna, you danced all around that Running Up That Hill song. She said Running Up The Hill.
I thought I forgot that song until that damn show brought it back, and then I couldn't escape it for like the longest time.
It was everywhere.
It was.
And it wasn't that great to be brought back.
No, I was never a fan of it in the first place.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You danced all around the title character in the Venom movies, which Anna got correct. Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy.
You were so close to the Thomas.
I knew it was a Tom. I couldn't remember the Hardy.
Well, and then you went to Spencer.
No, I gave up.
And the 2 words that were combined to make the word spam.
Is it spiced ham?
It is.
Mm, really?
Yeah, you guys both got the ham part, but couldn't figure out the spiced. And I've obviously never had it because I was born a vegetarian, but it looks and smells disgusting.
Oh, spam musubi, though.
I was about to say, people love it on like on sushi rice.
Yeah.
Do you ever just eat it straight?
No.
Oh, okay.
What kind of monster would do that?
Me.
Really?
I love it so much.
Really? Oh. Still to this day?
To this day, yeah. Huh. Anyway, then Lynn will make us the spam fried rice all the time. And we use spam a lot in our house, actually.
That's so bizarre to me. Well, congrats, Steve, on beating Anna.
We are getting ready for our year-end party, and we want you to come hang with us, Rockaholics. It is live night, and it's coming back on December 13th, and this time we're going to be at Showbox Soto.
Right here in Seattle. All night long, we'll be partying, us, the men's room, Ryan Castle. It's a great time just to kind of get ready for the holiday season. One last hurrah.
There's going to be a lot of live trivia action because Beat Migs will be played live. The men's room will do Big Dummy live. All the sound effects will be performed live from the Foley artists. And if you have not yet been to a live day or live night, you need to do it. Get your tickets now at KISW.com. Tomorrow is finally Danny's favorite holiday, Halloween.
Yeah.
206-803-ROCK. We want to know, are you a house-to-house kind of person for Halloween, or would you rather do trunk or treat? What Halloween traditions do you love or miss? 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Red Hot Chili Peppers.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
206-803-ROCK. Are you more of a house-to-house kind of person for Halloween when you go trick-or-treating, or would you rather do one of those trunk-or-treat type setups? Or what kind of Halloween traditions do you love or do you miss? 206-803-ROCK. Dane from Gig Harbor, what is your preferred method for trick-or-treating?
Oh, house-to-house for sure.
Same.
And it's mainly because, like, the trunk-or-treat thing, you just, like, walk 8 feet, you get another candy bar, 8 feet, you get another candy bar. It's like, no, you got to go out and earn that.
And dude, you're right. And part of the fun is, like, walking up to the door, knocking on the door, actually saying trick-or-treat, and then, like, the experience of them opening it up, handing, I don't know, like, there's just a tradition to, maybe I'm a traditionalist, but I do enjoy that as well.
Yeah, and I mean, and nowadays, parents always go with their kids trick-or-treating no matter what. I remember, like, 20-some-odd years ago, it was just like, get 6-7 of us all together in a group, you know, a bunch of kids, and we were like, you know, 9-10 years old, something like that, and we'd walk the streets ourselves. And that was always nice, but now you can't do that.
Yeah, walk on, come back when it's like super dark and your bag of candy is full.
Well, I had my first trunk or treat experience last night.
Okay.
Which I didn't even really know this was a thing, but it was at Barrett School, and they have people kind of sign up to be a candy distributor, and they decorate their cars. The trunks of the cars all have a different theme.
Oh, so it's not just, because I always, when I think about it, I'm like, this sounds kind of sketch, like some dude just sitting on his fender or his bumper of his car, and he's got like candy in the trunk. Like, that just sounds like the premise to like a horror film.
I was honestly very impressed. They had one that was decorated like a McDonald's drive-thru.
That's funny.
There was a fortune teller group. There was a Beetlejuice and Lydia. There was a little bit of everything. But to your point, it's like you you hit them one after the other so fast, and then it was over.
I do like when we lived in our old development, I was like, and I even thought about it with Tatum. I'm like, if we're going to go trick-or-treating house to house, go to a development. That way it's all kind of near each other. You don't have to like spend forever just like walking to the next house. Because I think we've done like the Sumner Street of Treats thing for the last few years, but I guess there's one in Puyallup as well that we might try. And it's kind of like trunk or treat, but it's more like every store is kind of just sitting outside with a bunch of candy, and it's fun. But usually when we do the Sumner one, eventually we peel off and just start popping into people's houses.
Yeah.
Or knocking on their door. We're not like breaking into their homes. That'd be awkward.
This is how it works.
Is it the same up here too, like where there's different neighborhoods that are known for their candy?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I bet there are.
Because like that was the way in Albuquerque. It's like my mom and I didn't live in a very highly trick-or-treated area, but if you'd go to the west side of Albuquerque, it was just like, oh, you knew the neighborhood, and it was just crazy. It was like full-on street party, but like just kids.
It's like little toddler zombies walking around. Yeah. Like they're all just going looking for their next fix.
Yeah.
They know where the mother load is. Rockaholics, we know that you are a massive music fan, but could you name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Prove it to us, and we will hook you up with tickets to see comedian Tom Segura at EQC Event Center Friday, April 25th. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
The Daily Migs Show.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
All morning long, we have received texts and calls from you, but we've not yet had a chance to chat with everyone. But the time is now. We are checking in with the Rockaholics, brought to you by Pendergast Law. So call us up if there's anything you'd like to chime in on from the show this morning, or if you have anything on your mind that needs to be discussed. 206-803-ROCK. Eric, you're in South Hill, and you have a question about how much candy you should get. Where do you live?
Yeah, I just moved to South Hill back in May, so this will be the first Halloween here.
Nice. Puyallup represent.
Yeah, we live in one of those housing developments. You know, the houses are pretty close together. A lot of the neighbors have decorations out.
Eric.
And I know Steve mentioned yesterday that he ran out of candy one year. And I'm just scared that that might happen to me.
My man, I think you're going to need at least, I think we were rocking like four bags. I hate to say this because once you spend all this money and you're like, dude, five people showed up. Are you going to give me some money back for this candy? But I think we had like four or five big bags, like, you know, like the ones you get like at Target or at QFC or wherever, Albertsons. And we went through that pretty quick.
Yeah, I've heard at least 200 kids could show up. So
that sounds about right,
dude. I know you've lived in South Hill for a few years now.
Like the development we live in now is a little bit smaller, so it's a little different. It's a little bit off the beaten path. But the other housing development we lived in a few years ago, it was at least, I'd say, about 200, maybe even more than that, kids showing up. And we were just, and I don't know about you, but I'm a little generous in how much candy I hand out. So I'm not like one candy per kid.
Yeah, we got a couple big bags, and I was just thinking about stocking that before tomorrow. But I could call you back on Friday and let you guys know how it goes.
Yes, let us know how many bags you go through for sure. And good luck.
Thanks.
Happy Halloween, Eric.
You guys should give away caramel apples.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they used to do. Like, I had a neighbor that would always give away caramel apples, and she would have at least 500.
What?
She would make them? Yeah.
Yeah, I remember people made the popcorn balls.
Oh, those were good too.
And looking back, I remember being a kid being pissed. Like, I don't want this. I want a store-bought Three Musketeers bar. But now as an adult, I'd be so fired up if I, like, and it would be in tin foil.
Yeah.
Or in like one of those, like, you know, like the saran wrap packaging. To get something homemade like that would be pretty awesome.
206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics. And Joe Dredd, it should come as no surprise that you passed out candy dressed as Gene Simmons.
That's right. Hi, guys.
What's up, Joe?
So, for the people that don't know, I play bass in the West Coast premiere Kiss tribute, Almost Human.
Yes.
You can find us online, kisstributealmosthuman.com. That's kisstributealmosthuman.com.
He is the Gene. He has to promote it. Yes.
Goddamn right I do. Anyway, so in West Seattle, and Danny probably knows this, they have this community candy give out thing they do. Usually it's Sunday afternoon before Halloween.
Yep.
And all the stores have somebody out front and the kids just line up and get candy. Well, Thunder Road Guitars used to be on the Ave there. And I do believe it's 3, maybe 4 years in a row, they hired me to hand out candy dressed as Gene Simmons. And I tell you, it was so much fun with the kids in their costumes. And some kids were so scared of me, they'd hide behind mommy or daddy. They didn't want me to see them. And I'm like, oh, that was adorable. But the last year I did it, this little girl, maybe 3 years old, shows up dressed as Gene Simmons in the Destroyer outfit. And I'm like, oh, you little darling, come here, get on my knee. I need a picture of this.
I was going to say, I hope you got a picture of that. That's awesome.
Actually, now, as soon as I get off the phone, I'm going to change my Facebook profile picture to that picture because it is precious as hell.
That is awesome. And Joe, real quick, as a Kiss fan, I don't know if you pay much attention to Steve-O. He does a podcast where he's in like a mobile home and he just drives around to celebrities and they do like, or an RV and they interview celebrities.
Right.
He did an interview with Paul Stanley that as a Kiss fan, you should absolutely check out. It's one of my favorite interviews I've ever heard Paul do.
Yes, I know of it, but I haven't taken the time to listen to it yet, but I have been hearing really good things about it.
It's worth a listen for sure. Steve-O does a great job and Paul's awesome in it.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Happy Halloween, Joe. What happened at our station recently that led to us saying this to Thrill?
Oh, we got to pull it up.
Hey, we need to talk about your cocaine habit.
Yeah.
It's all over your nose, too.
Are you for real?
Yes. You're going to find out what that was all about at 9:50.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics. We were talking earlier about games and traditions that we love for Halloween. Some things from yesteryear that our friend Sarah decided to pull out of her bag of tricks were some dumb Halloween games inspired by our childhood.
Emphasis on dumb.
Super cool.
You roped the men's room into this as well. And if you have not seen any of this chaos, we've got it up on our social media pages. You can follow us on social media, Daily Migs, and there's no I in Daily.
Yes.
So one of the games was called Candy Cornhole, and it sounded a little bit like this.
So, Taryn, what did we just play?
What did you call it? Candy Corn Basketball.
Candy yes.
Cornhole.
Candy Cornhole.
Candy Cornhole.
And, Steve, who did you predict would lose?
Now, before we get to to describe how this game is played.
Yes. So, you have a partner, and one partner has a cup that's duct tape around their waist.
Kind of close to the groin.
Yeah, kind of near their goods, you know. And then your partner tries to shoot as many candy corn in that cup as possible.
And I thought I had a brilliant way of being able to do this because I was teamed up with Danny. And we did great in competition number one with the donut eating. Yeah. We crushed it. And I was like, I'm just going to take a handful of candy and just chuck it at him. Some of it's going to land in the cup.
Did it work?
And Steve, who did you predict would lose?
You.
And what ended up happening?
I was wrong.
Yeah, that's right. Tara and I
came in last.
Crushed it. You guys got how many?
5.
And we got
21.
Woo-hoo. Yeah, the idea of throwing a bunch of candy at Danny did not work. It was fun. I had a good time chucking it at him, but wasn't a good idea.
I honestly was shocked that Sarah and I did so well.
You had incredible aim.
I don't know. I was a terrible basketball player growing up. I didn't know that my actual calling was candy cornhole.
How do the men's room losers feel, Miles?
How do I feel? I feel like we should have won.
I feel like Miles, I love Miles. Any competition we do, I almost get this vibe that he thinks he was cheated out of the victory.
He always thinks he should win.
He's a true athlete. He is a competitor from day one.
Well, clearly not that much of an athlete.
Well, I don't know if throwing candy into a cup that's taped to somebody's crotch is really an athletic sport.
Well, if you watched me doing it, you would have seen just how elite that performance was. Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe you're just good at focusing on another person's groinal area.
Mine! Maybe mine!
How many did you get?
15.
Really? You doing all right? How many did you get?
We got 13.
I like that Thrill still has donut residue.
Jesus Christ, do I? Yeah.
Powdered sugar, donut mustache.
Damn it. We need to talk about your cocaine habit. Yeah.
It's all over your nose, too.
Are you for real?
Yes. It looks good. It looks good.
Jesus, man.
It's so great. I'm trying to talk to Thrill, and he still got from the previous competition just powdered donut all over his face.
I will say that it's a good thing we had Sarah go to the men's room and ask, because I think they would have said F off to anyone else who came to ask him.
Absolutely.
But Sarah doesn't take no for an answer.
Mm.
And yeah.
She guilts people into doing whatever she,
really
she wants.
I do.
I'm like, don't you guys want to play games with me?
Well, also, it's really awful to deal with the repercussions of telling her no.
Oh, yeah. It's
that
terrible.
That is not something I would wish on my worst enemy.
And one thing I have to say, which I didn't think that the men's room guys were slobs or anything like that, but I was blown away by just how quick they are to clean up messes. I don't know what is going on in their world. Maybe it's like just like from back in the day when they were kids, they had to hurry up and clean up their house before their parents came home because they threw a crazy party. But the moment we were done throwing all this candy, and it was a war zone, like it just looked like a candy store exploded in our station. Miles, Thrill, Ted, and Mike were like, they were cleaning up before we could even like stop taking all the cups off of our areas.
I don't even think I picked up one candy corn.
No.
Because by the time I was done gloating in the victory, it was all picked up already.
I only did because I felt bad. I was like, these guys are actually putting in the work. I should probably try and help clean up. Otherwise, I feel like a loser.
One of them was asking for a vacuum. I'm thinking, I don't even know where there would be a vacuum in this entire place. I've never needed one before.
Pleasantly surprised, but blown away by just how tidy the men's room are.
Those words have never been spoken before.
Never.
A bear was spotted trying to help out around the home and take a homeowner's trash out.
Arr.
You're going to find out all about it during the Daily Migs download after Rob Zombie.
The Daily Migs Show. Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And our friend Ryan Castle is here. He is a full-size candy bar house, you guys.
He is. Yes, I am. I don't mess around on it. So I do lots of Halloween decorations, too. Obviously, I love Halloween. You can't be that house on the block and be cheap with the candy.
Are you spooky or silly? Spooky.
I had a kid walk down my driveway a couple of years ago, and he turned around and he said, it's too spooky. It's too spooky. Maybe one of the proudest moments of my life.
Gotcha.
I wish I got that on the Ring cam. I play it every day on my Facebook page.
Too spooky. Too spooky. What do you think? This is a game.
This is life, man. Hey, the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. I do want to ask this question to Ryan Castle because we talked about it earlier. Today is National Texture X Day.
Okay.
If you were going to do that, what are you writing?
I don't have any exes, so.
Wait, is
what?
Your...
They've been together since they were like
really, since
young
we were
babies.
Like 17.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
You've only slept with one person?
No, I didn't say that.
Oh.
You know who also scored a lot? Yesterday, your Seattle Kraken.
Hey!
8 goals, baby. Just
Steve
like
Biggs with the segue.
Trying to save the moment. Brandon Montour, not only did he score 3 goals and get a hat trick, but it was a natural hat trick, which means he scored 3 consecutive goals. Also had an assist, 4 points for a defenseman. What a great pickup they got in Brandon Montour in the offseason. Up next for the Kraken, they're going to be taking on the Toronto Maple Leafs tomorrow in Toronto.
There's a couple in Alabama that posted some security footage of a bear rolling their trash can out to the curb for them.
Well, that's nice.
They were joking that it just looked like a human walking around in a bear costume. It's standing
what
up.
What if it was?
It's looking around. It's pulling it backwards just like a human. This is the homeowner, Bryce, talking about it.
I kept dragging it down the driveway another 15, 20 foot and just laid it down in the neighbor's yard and just started laying in the trash and eating it. We just starting to become real cautious with our animals and stuff. I've seen some videos where they get a little aggressive around some dogs. So we're just being real careful with our dog because she comes out here and uses the restroom and stuff like that.
Around some dogs.
Wait, did he just refer to his like backyard or just outside as the restroom?
Yeah, that's where the dog uses the restroom. Yes.
Comes out here and uses the restroom and stuff like
that's
that.
That's so adorable. Yeah.
Do you need to use the restroom, Fluffy?
Go outside. Hey, the Yankees ended up making, well, they're trying to make a series out of the World Series. They're now down 3-1 because the bats rely. Speaking of scoring,
yeah,
11 runs yesterday. They ended up beating the Dodgers, was it 11-4, I believe? Yes, big win for them. Up next for them, tonight. It could either end for the Yankees or it then goes on to game number 6. So
crazy.
Let's see what happens. Yankees and Dodgers in the World Series. Hey, as far as weather, we're hitting a high of 50 degrees. It's going to be cloudy today. The DMD is brought to you by Jersey Mike's, a sub above, and that's what's up.
Yeah.
Brian Castle is up next with the Morning 12 Fact.
The Daily Mix Show.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.